This is a conversation that's happening all over. We hear about it in the Bow Valley because we live in the Bow Valley, but we're certainly not unique in that regard.
No, I think we're unique in the cost of land.
Much bigger disparity here than I've seen in data from other communities between the value of primary real estate and the average household income. There's primary real estate values were double the provincial average, and yet our average household family income is at $74,000 a year is about $24,000 less than average in the province. It's not surprising that the average net worth is high because our homes are worth quite a bit. That doesn't necessarily translate into a wealthy community. There's a lot of people in Canmore that do deal with affordability issues every day.
In the province of Alberta, and this is something I took away from ATB Todd Hirsch's talk last year at Bow Valley Builders and Developers Association, is that the highest paid category of jobs in the country is the oil and gas industry. That's the highest paid. The lowest paid area of jobs are service related to hotels and restaurants.
Mm-hmm. There is no one magic bullet to fix our housing situation. We're actively working on, with good intention, a number of different approaches to dealing with housing issues. Certainly the approvals for development in the Peaks and last year on the daycare lands, that's one way of dealing with it. We've changed the land use bylaw to allow long-term rentals of visitor accommodation units on Canassus Way for affordable housing purposes. We're talking about changing land use bylaw this year to allow for secondary suites and garden suites in more neighborhoods in Canmore, and we're looking at bringing in an incentive program for homeowners to build a secondary suite. And the other opportunity that we're being more intentional with now is working with the private sector. We're trying to find out what barriers we may have in the way of the private sector. I mean, they're the experts in development and building. There's quite a bit of interest within that sector. I've been contacted recently from four or five different builders and developers in Canmore who are curious if there's a way that they can help the community address the housing issue. Canmore Council has been very intentional in our discussions as of late, and we're making it clear that our number one priority is affordability. Chief component of that is affordable housing. We're shaping the conversations around livability rather than affordability, and we will be starting shortly a series of public engagements around livability where we'll be talking about issues like affordable housing, but also change in neighborhood. What does that look like? I'm hoping that we'll see a much more elevated conversation in the community around that issue.